Turn your Bibles, please, to the book of Psalms, chapter 23. Unknown to you, perhaps, you can read Psalm 23 other than at funerals. We are in Psalm 23 this morning as we continue looking at the nature of God our Father. And one of the things about God our Father that has always stood out to me about who He is His commitment to shepherd our souls, that it is in the heart of God to look after His children. I'm reminded always, often of when Jesus was coming into Jerusalem, He sees the masses of people who are described as sheep without a shepherd. And the Bible says that Jesus spoke that He wished that He would have gathered all the people like a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. He would have gathered the people to care for them and protect them. In the nature of our God is this love for people, is this love for others that can be that drives Him to with this desire to care for and protect and look after and love those who are His. We'll be reading in Psalm 23 today to hear a personal testimony from one of God's good men about the work of God in his own life, how he came to know God as the Good Shepherd or recognize the ministry of God in his life as the protector and the shepherd. So I hope you there turn to Psalm 23. I'm going to read aloud and invite you to follow along as I do so. Verse 1, the Bible says, Yahweh is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You've anointed my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of Yahweh forever. In your bulletins, instead of a live point, we're going to start out with a question this morning. Here it is. Do you know the shepherd? In verse 1, this passage begins by the Bible writer, presumably David, saying, I know this one who is my shepherd. Yahweh is my shepherd. He doesn't use some idea of a God. He doesn't speak of a God as some power, some invisible power, some unknowable power. But he writes of him from a personal perspective. Yahweh is my shepherd. He's not the higher power, this unknowable spiritual entity. He is someone whom you can know, who has revealed himself in creation and in more than any other way, he has revealed himself in Jesus Christ. So when we read Jesus say things such as, he saw the people as sheep without a shepherd, he wanted to care for them. He saw them and thought of himself as like a hen who wanted to gather the chicks under his wings. And as he spoke of himself as the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep, he reveals for us the heart of God, that he wants us to know him and to be under his care and to be loved and protected by him. David, through the experiences of life, had come to know Yahweh. He had revealed himself to David. David knew who this God was and knew him by his revealed name, Yahweh, the one who is and always will be and always has been. This God who is the one true eternal God of all experience, who is the one who has created everything he is. He wasn't just some nameless power out there for David. David knew him and knew him personally. David knew him in the way that you can know him as well if you would wish to follow Jesus. He knew him experientially. He knew him in the difficult moments. God was there with him in times of great trial and struggle and difficulty. God was there and God was faithful. And David experienced the protection and the care of God even in the midst of difficult times. That's why the Spirit of God spoke through David and he spoke these words of testimony about who is the nature of God the shepherd, because he'd experienced him. David knew the care of the shepherd. David knew what it was to be alone and afraid and know that the shepherd is there looking after you and taking care of you and being the one who is on duty and ready to look after your soul even during a dark and difficult time. So when you read Psalm 23, you're not we're not reading some kind of a intellectual, textual description of who is the God who is willing to shepherd your soul. You're reading a firsthand account of someone who knew the shepherd. You're reading a firsthand account of someone who, in difficult and dark times, experienced the love and the protection of the shepherd during the course of life. If you haven't had any difficult or dark times in your life yet, stand by. They're coming. It is the nature of life that in all of our lives there is struggle, there is difficulty, there are disappointments. We disappoint others and others disappoint us. There are the moments in life where, where we come to the end of ourselves. We come to the end of one's own ability to struggle and go forward. In your life, if you haven't yet, be thankful, because in time you are going to know what it is to have all of your thoughts and all the things you understood and everything else called into question by the struggles and the challenges of life. If you're blessed to know Yahweh, then you will come to experience and know Him as the one who is your faithful shepherd who will care for you during even the most difficult times. And then you'll know by experience what you may know now intellectually. Just as David, no doubt raised a good Jewish boy, heard these things about God, and then there came the times in life when, sure enough, he is not safe, and it is not good, and he is afraid, and he is alone. He thought he was, but then he came to experience the shepherd. 2002, I had a miserable year. I came to the end of myself, sincerely, the most difficult time of my life. And I discovered, even in that time when I just ran out. I had nothing more. I experienced what I had long preached as true. We know it's true because it's in the Bible. But on that occasion, in those difficult months, I too, like David, could say, Yahweh is my shepherd. And He came near to me and protected and cared for my family and I and shepherd our souls. You too, if you're a follower of Jesus, you know intellectually, you already know all these things because they're in our Bibles. And we love these truths about God. But if you haven't yet, you'll have moments in life when you're going to be pushed to your limits and beyond. And then you will say, Yahweh is my shepherd. And it won't merely be reciting something that your brain knows is true. Your heart will have experienced the faithfulness of the Good Shepherd. Now, three things in particular I want us to notice how the Spirit of God shepherded David during his difficult struggles. Here's the first one. Father, shepherd leads away one's want. Leads away one's want. The human person is consumed by desires and by wants. There is just something about the ways that we are made that we have all these longings, all these things that we might perhaps describe as want. Give us a slide, please. Yahweh is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. The Spirit of God caused David to write down these things for us. And in here we read the declarative statement, Yahweh is my shepherd, I shall not want. And then the rest of it is illustrations of how He made me lie down in green pastures. He led me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul and guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. I shall not want. I've come to know already that He shepherds me away from these wants. And He's already cared for me in these moments. Remember, in this passage, you read Psalm 23, always remember that you're reading the insights of someone who's already been through the trial, and now he's saying, oh, let me tell you what I've discovered about God. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. So he knew what it was to be in the busy, rushing waters. He restores my soul. Well, from what? From one of the myriad of struggles and difficulties and challenges of David's life. His soul was restored from the chaos and the pain and the difficulty, from the struggle and the sin and the challenges that he experienced in life. His soul was weighed down and troubled and discouraged and had run out of its own strength. David had experienced what all of us experienced at some point in life, so that now he can testify, he restores my soul. He gives me back that spiritual joy and that spiritual vitality that I was lacking or that I ran out of. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And David's testifying, God led me away from my want. And even in situations where his circumstances didn't change, he discovered that God was still there to shepherd his soul and to care for him and to be the one who would restore his soul and lead him to a quiet place where quiet waters were and lead him on the paths where victory is to be experienced, the paths of righteousness. So in the difficulty and in the darkness and the struggle, David experienced the God who leads him away from want and leads him into the provision that God has for his children. Notice with me nextly. Shepherd Father leads away one's fears. The shepherd, as he cares for us, our Father revealing himself, as a shepherd, leads away from one's fears. Notice how the Bible says it. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil, my cup overflows. Lift your hand if you've ever been afraid. Been afraid of something real or something you feared might come. Yeah, we've all been there, haven't we? So when we read this passage, we understand that David isn't saying, well, someday if I'm afraid, God will take care of me. He's saying, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death, yet I need fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. These instruments by which the shepherd would shepherd the sheep, these instruments by which he would protect and discipline and lead the sheep, they're there. These instruments, the rod was for discipline. Yet David found that even the rod of discipline brought him comfort because it reminded him of the presence of the shepherd to care for him and the staff, the hook by which he would turn his sheep and protect them. Even these things that could have seemed harsh and were difficult became for David evidence of God's care for him and that he need not be afraid because my Father, my shepherd, is here to care for me. My Father, who has been with me in the valley of the shadow of death, I don't remember when it was, but many years ago, I remember sitting in service and my pastor was preaching on this passage and he pointed out that David had been or was in the valley of the shadow of death, that he'd been against even that kind of difficult struggle. And it was there that he came to know, my shepherd is with me. Even through the valley of the shadow of death, I need no fear, no evil, because right here beside me is my Father who shepherds my soul. Again, we're not reading something that is an intellectual treatise on the nature of God. This is reading out of a godly man's diary. I was walking in the valley of the shadow of death, and I discovered I don't need to fear evil. Even in the valley of the shadow of death, my shepherd is with me. I'm under his care. Nothing gets to me without going through my shepherd. I'm protected by him. It is my experience with Yahweh. It is my experience with the Father that he's with me. I'm not alone in the shadow of death. My Savior is with me. My Master, my Shepherd, my Father is here with me. You may have had the occasion, the opportunity to be around when a saint is preparing to leave this world to head on into eternity, and many of them testify of a great peace that comes from God in their last moments of life, in their last days or hours of life, a great peace that comes from the presence of God. You may have seen many believers in Christ just ease on from this world to the next with a great sense of purpose and peace because the God who is with us, even in the shadow of death, is shepherding our souls even as we go from this point to the next in our life journey, in our spiritual journeys. David came to understand that the shepherd shepherds our souls away from fear. I need not fear. I can have confidence in him. He's demonstrated his faithfulness even in the face of my enemies. Notice with me, thirdly, the shepherd's father leads away one's wanderlust. There's probably a better word here. I couldn't think of it. So if you find a better one, you put in one you like better. Notice how this psalm ends. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of Yahweh forever. I don't know if it's a line out of a hymn, or if it is a line out of a poem or some other piece of writing. I should know this, of course, but I don't. A lot of things I don't know, this is one. But there's an old line that says this: that soul will find no peace, will find no rest until it finds its rest in you, God. The truth is that the human person was made for a relationship with God. And none of us ever find that home for our souls until we know God and experience this shepherd who cares for and directs our steps. David testifying all through this psalm until we get to verse 6, he testifies of things God had already done in his life. And he gets to chapter 6, and now we see verse 6, and now we see the faith statement. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of Yahweh forever. He'd come to that place of spiritual rest, where I know my shepherd has demonstrated to me that he can be counted on, so that even when my future comes about, even when this time of my life is over and the next phase of life, the Jews didn't have a well-formed understanding of the next life for those who were believers, but whatever that next step comes for me, I know that I shall dwell in the house of Yahweh forever, because God's goodness and his loving kindness are going to chase after me. In original language, these words sound passive. But in original language, it's much more of an aggressive sense. During the days of my life, mercy and loving kindness are chasing after me always. God's looking after me and chasing after me, and I know that I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In this life, I have experienced God. I have experienced the Father in such a way that he has demonstrated for me his utter faithfulness, his goodness to be with me even in the darkest time. And so I can say with kindness that I shall dwell in the house of Yahweh forever. David is saying, in God, in Yahweh, my soul has found this resting place. My soul has found this place so that I don't need to look anywhere else. I don't need to look forward in the philosophies of men. I don't need to look forward in the made-up religions that populate our world. I don't need to look into the experience of others. I've come to know this shepherd. I've come to know him. His goodness and loving kindness has chased me through life, and it's chasing me now. And I know, I can say with confidence that I shall surely dwell in the house of Yahweh forever. This is the nature of the relationship that God wants us to have with him, that he means for us to know him and to rest in him and to trust him. In 1 John 5, the Bible says, these things I've written unto you who believe, that you may know you have eternal life. It's God's intention that for those of us who are his children would have experienced his love, his care, his shepherding in our lives, to the point where we would have great confidence in God, that we would know that eternal life awaits us, that we shall be in the presence of God into eternity, because we've discovered that our the goodness and loving kindness of God chasing us through life, sustaining us into eternal life, and that we'll have the blessing of dwelling in the house of Yahweh forever, that the eternal God is our resting place. And we have found on this side of heaven that resting place that we shall enjoy all the way through eternity. And if you've never come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and experience God the Father, you should by all means trust Jesus Christ as Lord. You won't find satisfaction for your soul in relationships, as good as they can be. You won't find satisfaction for your souls in intellectual attainment, as good as it can be to develop one's intellect. You won't find satisfaction in money or power or influence or degrees or anything else. The human person was designed for a relationship with God, and that soul will find no rest until it finds its rest in Yahweh. He alone can be the place where we can permanently reside in Him and know that our eternity is provided for and cared for. If you've never given your life to Jesus, today you should say to God, God, I'm sorry for my rebellion and sin. I turn away from it now in order to turn toward You, and I invite Jesus Christ to become the Lord of my life. God, save my soul and make me Your child. You should pray that prayer today, if you never have before, so that you might become a child of God and enjoy a good shepherd watching over your souls. Pray with me, please. Father in heaven, we thank You for who You are. It is enough for us who You are. Thank You for revealing Yourself to us in all the extraordinary ways that You do, including this firsthand testimony from a faithful, godly brother. Our Father in heaven, we pray in the name of Jesus that all of us in this room this morning, if we haven't yet already, will discover that in You we may have that peace that passes understanding, that we may have a relationship with You that will sustain us even through the difficulties of life, that our hearts may find peace and rest and joy in You and in You alone. Give us the wisdom not to trust in the temporary or the false things on which we've leaned in the past, and to rest ourselves fully on You. God, deliver from sin those whom You're saving this morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.